bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9.
Do we have some breaking news?
I think there could have been some breaking news. We don't have an. Do we have an update on the FBI agent that was apparently?
There's a lot more cars outside
than we initially thought.
A lot of spotlights on this.
Yeah, but I think we can keep them at bay for now.
Mm.
And Duncan, what does Duncan think?
I think the show is running fantastically.
Oh, well, that's good. Thank you. I appreciate that, Duncan.
I know. Duncan, thank you for contributing, you know?
I mean, I don't think that was necessarily counted as breaking news, but that's probably
What clarifies as news, you know what I mean? On the news the other day, I saw that everybody was getting all upset about, you know, how people were painting over this graffiti wall.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. You know?
You're talking about the Lush Sucks mural in Footscray.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hands down the biggest story in graffiti right now, without a doubt. Probably one of the biggest stories in art since Elmer Gore's Trump portrait. Yeah, if you guys remember that, Trump with the micro penis, that was by another Melbourne artist.
Oh, really?
Elmer Gore. And then, yeah, more recently, Lush Sucks, who's been going extensively with meme-based art.
Interesting.
And yeah, he just before this Hillary thing, he did a painting on Hosier Lane, and it was a rest in peace Taylor Smith, with a picture of Taylor Swift, after the whole Kim Ye Swift.
Okay, yeah.
And then one day later, and then he wrote underneath it, like, out of respect for the dead, do not tag on this and stuff. And the next day, he just drew SpongeBob's face over her face. And, like, that just... I'd like to say that for the context of the Hillary thing, because his whole thing is just, like, right now, it's just memes and kind of just trolling people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then he did a fucking painting of Hillary Clinton with, like, a... almost, what would you say, mankini, but it's like a bikini, but like the one that Borat wore,
American
flag,
and
it's her wearing that. Then the council said that he needed to remove it for basically because it was profane,
right?
Even though
deemed inappropriate
If you go through Footscray right now, there are nude portraits of Kim Kardashian all over the place. You know what I mean? Like, he's been painting. You can just, if anybody here is listening, you can actually fucking take a picture of yourself naked right now in a mirror, send it to Lush Sucks Snapchat, and he'll probably do a painting of it somewhere in Melbourne.
Wow,
that's his thing right now.
Oh wow,
he's going very heavy on that, and because he got really good at painting nude chicks.
Yeah.
So we could send in our pictures then.
I think he's specifically doing women now.
All right.
But
we might have to do a special request.
Yeah.
Okay. We can sort that out later.
He actually got banned from Instagram for doing the Hillary Clinton painting before he got the council asking him to remove it.
Are they allowed to do that? I thought it was like a three-strike.
No, this is the thing. There's the nipples rule and this and that. He didn't break any actual rules with the painting.
Right.
If you look at it, it's Hillary Clinton with, like, clearly a fake body with huge boobs and, like, really curvy body, and she's in a fucking bikini. It's not actually profane in any way, but I guess you could say it's offensive, but it's not profane, you know? Mm. So he started freaking out about that, and his response to the council saying that it was too offensive was he decided to paint a burqa, a niqab, on top of...
the painting?
On top of the Hillary Clinton painting.
Okay.
And then he said... and then he wrote on the bottom something along the lines of, like, this is just a beautiful Muslim woman. Anyone who's offended by this is a racist or something like that. And then the council just painted the whole thing over black.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, I don't know. Lush has done... There's been similar moments where Lush specifically has gotten to these things where there's cap wars. It's in graffiti where somebody will cap your piece, so then you'll cap over it with your piece again. And then, yeah, Lush has done multiple really interesting takes on that where, like, him and Soffles, another Melbourne graffiti artist, Just kept on making smaller and smaller caps over the same piece,
right.
So you could still see all the previous ones at the same time.
That's crazy. That's
yeah.
Funny. Is it most of the time? I'm gonna say it stays pretty friendly, but there'd be moments where it gets.
Oh, there's certain degrees of friendliness.
You know.
Like, one of the reasons Lush Sucks is called Lush Sucks is he was just called Lush for a while, and I might have this wrong, because I was, like, I worshipped these dudes as a kid, because they were growing up in the same neighborhood as me, and I've had the benefit of meeting one or two of them occasionally, but, like, these guys, like, Lush has done works with Banksy multiple times. Well, so he's like, actually a very, very good artist. He just kind of chooses to hang around in Melbourne. But he's a great artist. Pop artist, or whatever you want to call it. But that's where graffiti and pop art kind of really get close together. I mean, okay. Basquiat, yep. Jean-Michel Basquiat was... one of the inventors of graffiti and also one of the inventors of pop art. So there's like a very close connection between modern fine art and graffiti, as much as both sides would probably argue that it's not, there's no connection. But I mean, just look at Banksy, he's probably the most famous artist in the world and he's a graffiti artist.
Mm.
So, what was I saying about the...
But I mean, I say I guess what, you know, what we see and the original the seed of the topic was that, you know, when you see a graffiti piece, just sort of a name that's almost not even understandable to maybe the layman, we can say.
You're saying
or just
the
civilian.
You're talking about essentially the tag versus burner or tag versus piece. Kind of argument where people, like, there seems to be a lot of people that say, I like graffiti, like pieces, when they put a lot of effort into it and it looks really nice, but I don't like it when it's a tag. You know, that seems to be the biggest argument in graffiti. And I guess that's kind of cool, but that really comes on the same level as saying, I really like art, but this Jackson Pollock guy is doing stuff that I could do. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, I there's a certain element of respect that has to be given to tagging. If it's done with some kind of intention behind it.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, if you see... like, there was a guy who wrote CRUD, and he started just doing CRUD, K-R-U-D-D, and then he'd have a stencil of Kevin Rudd. He just went heavy with that for ages, and that's, like, a good example of using a tag to, like, push meaning onto a word.
Okay.
Or like
Obe
is probably one of the most, Shepard Fairey, the guy who did the Hope campaign logo for Obama, he's probably one of the greatest examples of this, because he got a picture of Andre the Giant and wrote Obe underneath as a way to make people see that face and feel meaning behind it. It's based on like some movie from the 80s or some shit, or like some shit that was ripping off V for Vendetta, I think. I can't really remember. But like the basic idea was just with the repetition, you can actually get across some kind of idea. And that's when you're consciously trying to be an artist, I guess. But also, like, there's a certain, like, whenever I see a tag, I see a story that's happened, whether it was like, I get the, like, you could kind of, if you give yourself a second to just imagine how that happened, something really interesting happens in your head straight away, you know what I mean? Even if it's just a really shitty tag where somebody just wrote like John loves Amanda or some shit, like it doesn't matter what
it is, story behind it.
That story behind it is always interesting, whether it's a positive story that's, or whether it's really intellectual or political, or whether it's just a bunch of teenagers having fun. Like, I think it all kind of falls under art at the end of the day. Like, all of those people, like, even somebody that you say, if you see, like, traditional graffiti that's done on trains and stuff, those kind of steel is real mentality guys, a lot of people would see that and be like, I don't like that, that's not cool, why does he need to do, like, a mural or something? Like, that dude is probably dedicated at least a couple hundred hours just to figuring out how to make that tag look nice, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Like, this is, I'm generalizing here, but in my experiences, like, these people are dedicated into it, and it's completely thankless. Like, people think that they're doing it just to get their name everywhere, but like, I would argue that traditional forms of media, like this kind of stuff, like radio or acting and stuff, that's like actually how to get your name out and stuff. these guys are doing it anonymously. You know, they, when you meet another graffiti artist, you often would like heavily not want to mention that you do graffiti around them, because there's no, like, that's almost, I guess, on this, there's a certain egotism on this level of like Batman. You could argue he's egotistical.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? But like, the reason of doing it isn't necessarily to get fame or anything. It's I always see it like, it's without a doubt, it's disenfranchised youths that don't feel like they have a place in society or the ability to own anything in our society.
Okay.
So the way they can get around that is by marking their territory in a dog-like fashion in some ways, but in other ways, it's their way of making a mark on the world. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's what they're trying to do. And like, whether they, the ones who are really good are consciously doing that, and the ones who aren't really good are either complete dipshits or children who, I like, the idea of saying that tags are bad straight off the bat, it's like saying children's drawings are bad. Of course they're bad, but like, it's a, that's,
they're working it out, you know.
Yeah,
they're, it's, you know,
and some fail. A lot of people who do graffiti give up, or they go down bad life choices, because there's this weird misconception that you have to be a criminal in order to do anything associated with hip-hop. But at the end of the day, if I had a kid, for example, if I had a kid and they were interested in graffiti, I would see that as a really, really good thing, that they're willing to accept anonymity for their work, and they're willing to just do the work for the sake of doing it. Like, that's
also a creative element as well.
Yeah, right? So, well, yeah. It doesn't, even if they're not super creative in the way that, well, there's a certain amount of creativity that you have to be in art, in graffiti specifically, because if you do something that someone else does, you could get stabbed, or, you know, like the ramifications are a lot worse than in any other field.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's not a friendly environment to rip people off. You have to be 100% original. And even being 100% original, you can expect your stuff is going to be constantly painted over. Nobody's going to respect your work, and that is really a microcosm of the real world in art in a lot of ways, you know what I mean? So there's a lot of good lessons that someone can learn in graffiti. But yeah, I think that it's with anything, like literally, like what do you call it, with literally anything that I can think of, when you're against something, it's due to ignorance about the thing. You know what I mean? Across the board, whether it's race, gender, politics, identity politics,
definitely,
any of that kind of stuff.
Definitely.
The core reason why people are against things is usually due to ignorance on the issue. There's few examples where it's the exact opposite, where something's genuinely just shitty. You know what I mean? Like Scientology, or like some weird fucking underground conspiracy. Oh,
mole people will get us one day. Kevin. I'm telling you.
They could. I mean, they could come out of the
those Telstra holes.
Could. There's a whole underground network down there.
No, but there are some things that, like, the more you learn about, the worse it is. But generally speaking, with the things that most people talk about on the news and media as bad things, like graffiti, that's a very great example, because the way they talk about it on ACA or something, it's constantly, there's a graffiti problem in this neighborhood, councils are constantly paying this much money on repairing it, this shop owner spent $7,000 this month cleaning his wall. I'm like, why didn't you just pay an artist $7,000 to fucking paint your wall, and you wouldn't have had any graffiti there for 30 years,
okay,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's because some people have like a genuine distaste for the concept that this world kind of deserves to be covered in art. Like, that's what a lot of people in graffiti, and that's definitely what I think. I think that, like, if you look at the room we're in, or the room that any listener of this show is listening to unless they're in a car, it's a square room, it's a cube room, it's a rectangular room. That's how humans think. We need to have straight lines and stuff. And that's how some humans think. You know what I mean? I like the idea of not having plain white walls everywhere you go. You know what I mean? Because that's one of the first signs. If you watch a movie about an autocracy or some kind of authoritarian environment, if they ever go to North Korea or socialist Russia in a movie, what does that look like to
how
you?
How is it represented? How
yeah.
Is it
yeah. It's blank plain. Gray walls that's everywhere, right,
yeah.
You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that graffiti people are fighting against heavily, you know what I mean? And when these shop owners want to paint their wall, like, I feel sorry for them in some ways, but, like it looks even... A lot of the time when they paint over it, they paint at, like, the 2-meter height with a roller, and then they'll just have this weird, awkward, like, slightly different color at the 2-meter
yeah,
mark
yeah, yeah.
because they paint over it every week with this bucket they bought at fucking Bunnings because they thought it was a good investment.
And you're right, but they prefer that than whatever, you know, it's clear that to them that's what they prefer.
Yeah, I know, but I
know what you're saying. No, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
it's,
I know,
it's
but
two
like,
sides
the,
to it.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I get what you're saying, but, like, it comes down to, like, in the real world, I like the idea of, like, I like some level of privacy, private property. I think whatever's inside your house and whatever...
Should be yours. Yeah, yeah.
Should be yours and stuff. But, like, let's, for an example, let's say that I had a property next to that shop instead of that blank wall, instead of the street, it was my property. I could paint on that wall. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Legally. I could paint on that wall because it was on my property. I see every area where if you can see it on Google Maps, I think that it's public property. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Except for, again, if you're jumping over any kind of fence to do graffiti, I don't like the idea of that, especially on private property where it's someone's house or some shit.
Even schools and stuff. Like, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, we're talking, like, when you're talking about places like car parks or just these places that are kind of desolate, like...
The grey buildings
anyway.
That we walk...
Yeah.
There's a certain amount of that that's just... It's weird, especially when you go to like richer suburbs that have some kind of community area like Paran or something. They're actually fairly pro graffiti. Like most of the stores there are paying the artists and stuff. It's just I don't know, there's a certain amount of conditioning I think in certain environments where people are taught to think that the idea of cleanliness means plainness and stuff, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Emptiness.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I mean? Where I think that it just naturally makes a more boring environment to be in, you know what I mean? So when those kids are doing those tags, it's because the world they're in isn't letting them
express
yeah, right.
You know what I mean? So they feel like a need to physically change the world they're in order to make up for that loss of the world not accepting them. They figure, maybe there's a way I can physically change it somehow.
Yeah.
And that's what graffiti is. To me, that's what I see it as. It's a way of affecting, not necessarily, it depends on how mature you are as a person. I mean, as a kid, they don't really think about the other people in their community. They just think what would be cool to put on the wall, you know? When someone like Lush with the Hillary thing, he's thinking definitely about the whole world when he does something like that. You know what I mean?
The bigger picture.
He's definitely not on the... Like, he does Pikachu paintings as well. So he's doing a little bit of, like, what he thinks would be funny. You know what I mean? Or, like, Harambe.
The gorilla.
The gorilla who killed himself. Yeah, he did a couple of Rest in Peace Harambe paintings. And that's just, like, funny. Maybe he's doing it a little bit to get...
Awareness or...
Yeah, some kind of... The whole Harambe thing is, like... It's a weird joke. Like nobody, it's like a whole. There's the amount of support that has been pushed on the internet, ironically, about this thing. I don't know. I still. It's gonna take a while to unravel what the fuck. What the fuck Harambe is about, but. God damn it!
We got so involved in the graffiti talk. Well, it was good though because it shed some new light on the graffiti talk. It was really good. I can.
Oh, definitely.
We can now look at some graffiti with a new eyes.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.